many of you remember how COVID crazy things were 4 years ago? And if anybody even challenged even a little bit the mainstream narrative, they were called purveyors of fake news. I sure do.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Truth to Ponder. I'm your host, Bob Bierman. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time talking about
COVID-19!
Because honestly, we spent a pretty good amount of time these last several days and episodes remembering all that occurred during the 15 days to flatten the curve. You and I both know that 15 days became 45 days, 60 days, 15 weeks, 15 months. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. Many wanted to keep this COVID fear going forever if they could. Those in political and global power love the newfound control they had over you and I. And if you and I ever said anything that challenged the narrative of Saint Dr. Fraud Fauci, I mean, he was being hailed like a savior, a saint, or a god. I mean, there were even people that had altars to worship Fauci because he was going to save us from the coronavirus. The insanity that ensued 4 years ago and the things that we started to do that made no logical sense, I was beginning to challenge it, and I'm working inside, so to speak, in emergency management. And I'm trying to learn everything that I can because it's my job to share information with the public. I'm in a county of over 300,000 people. It's my job to make sure the information they're getting, along with other people in similar capacities, was accurate and trustworthy and beneficial. But increasingly, as the days went by, and the grave predictions by the so-called experts became nothing but nonsensical, untrue, and unfounded, I started challenging that narrative myself. This idea that COVID will be around forever, the idea that we need to wear face diapers, stay home, and all this nonsense, it didn't make any sense. It had no foundation in prior science. And they were, you don't even hear about this today. They were trying to compare this to the Spanish flu of, like, you know, 1912 on that same kind of scale. And even as I started learning about Spanish flu in 1912, this was not the same thing. We didn't have anywhere near the medical understanding and science that we do today or supposed to have today. And people were doing the best as they understood. Well, we know a lot more today than we did then. And many of the predictions that came from the so-called experts, the science, you know, Mr. Science himself, Dr. Mini Mengele Fraud Fauci. If you challenge him, you're challenging science. What an ego. A corrupt man. And I will call him for what I see him. I believe that Dr. Mini Mengele Fraud Fauci, besides being a fraud, besides being on the take, he makes money out of Big Pharma. They all do. He's got an ego that has to be fed. He has pictures of himself all over his office. Not his family, him. His ego is exceeded by his arrogance. And his arrogance is only exceeded by his ability to tell a lie. He gets before a congressional committee, and he just feels like you have no right to challenge Dr. Fauci. Everything you say, I know better than you. I can remember in a very telling exchange something that he said.
What a moron. Christ.
And the question had a lot to do with the financials of Dr. Anthony Fauci. And it was pointed out to Dr. Fauci, we can't find this stuff. And Dr. Fauci just got indignant. And this is pretty much the exchange that led to his hot mic exposure where he was calling a senator of the United States a moron. Here's just a couple of moments of that exchange.
You're so misinformed. It's extraordinary.
Why am I misinformed? This is a huge issue. Wouldn't you agree with me that you have you see things before members of Congress would see them, so that there's an air of appearance that maybe some shenanigans are going on? You know, I don't think that's. I assume that that's
Senator,
not the case.
What are you talking
it's
about?
Not the case.
My financial disclosures are public knowledge. And have been so. You are getting amazingly wrong information.
So I cannot find them. Our office cannot find them. Where would they be if they're public knowledge? Where?
It is totally accessible to you if you want it.
For the public. Is it accessible to the public?
Okay. To the public.
Great. We look forward to reviewing it.
You are totally incorrect.
Well, we look forward to reviewing it.
Senator Marshall, Dr. Fauci has answered you. It is public information, and he's happy to give it to you if you would ask.
And there lies the problem if you were carefully listening to the exchange. The senator said, I've been trying to find this so-called public information. It can't be found. We've used every method that you normally would use to seek out information. And let me tell you something. I spent a lot of time, especially back 4 years ago, going through government websites and using various search tools to look for information and documents. And as a general rule, I could find a lot of this stuff pretty easy. But see, Dr. Fauci, instead of saying, oh, go to NIH.gov and go to here and you'll find every document you want. No, he never answered the question. He went out of his way to avoid answering the question. He doesn't want people to know. He claims it's all public knowledge. And I can remember after seeing this, and we're talking, this is 2.5-3 years ago. Even I tried to find that information and it's not there. Or if it is, they have it so buried and so carefully obscured in such a way that it's not easy to find because they don't want you to know. It would have been really easy had Minnie Mengele just answered the question. It's at this website. He'd been asked for it before, and they just avoid answering questions. It's like the FDA and the CDC. You know, you do a Freedom of Information request on these bozos, clowns, and reprobates, and they send you blank pages of all, it's all redacted for your own safety and good or some whatever nonsense. They don't want to answer the question. And you don't dare challenge Dr. Fraud Fauci. If you do, you're a moron. You know, as I watched Dr. Fauci beginning in 2020, as I started this radio program, the only envisionment of this mini Mengele maniac and his ego, the only thing that came to mind was a movie from the 1930s. In this case, you don't challenge Dr. Fauci or else.
Do not arouse the wrath of the great and powerful Oz. I said come back tomorrow.
What a movie.
If you are really great and powerful, you'd keep your promises.
Do you presume to criticize the great Oz?
But they're really criticizing science.
You ungrateful creatures, think yourselves lucky that I'm giving you audience tomorrow instead of 20 years from now.
Oh,
the great Oz has spoken.
Because I represent science.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The great Oz has spoken.
Who are you?
Oh, I am the great and powerful Wizard of Oz.
You are? I don't believe you.
No, I'm afraid it's true. There's no other wizard except me.
You humbug!
Yeah.
Yes, it's exactly so. I'm a humbug.
Oh, you're a very bad man.
I cannot emphasize enough what a bad man Fauci actually is, was, and still will be going forward. He gaslighted America, tried to convince us what we were seeing with our own eyes was not true. He lied to the American people, not once, not twice, but I would say we're into the hundreds of times at minimum. Because of this man, I think people unnecessarily died. He and the CDC and the FDA and all those that were behind this pandemic need to be legally and criminally held liable. There's no way around this. When this began, and somebody said, you know, this came out of Wuhan, China, which just happens to have a level 4 virus lab. Is there any connection? And we were told, no, not a snowball's chance in a waffle iron. It came from an old bat that somehow ended up in a meat market, a wet market, a mile or so away from the lab. It couldn't be the lab. Trust me, it's not the lab. The various emails that have gradually come out over time prove that they were trying to stop anybody from even knowing anything about the Wuhan lab. They tried to crush that. They tried to suppress it. They were reaching out to social media, all of their criminal allies in the mainstream media. And I say criminal, you know, the criminal news network, CNN, MSNBC, Mind Syphilis, NBC, they're criminal. All of them, because they bought into the lie and never challenged the narrative. They ceased being journalists. They just left journalism behind. Wanted nothing to do with journalism anymore. They were happy to be highly paid propaganda artists. But as time has gone by, the idea of a naturally occurring virus of this caliber, of this efficacy in terms of being spreadable and deadly, it became increasingly apparent it was a lie, that this was not natural. And they wanted to suppress the lab leak because of, I'm sure, the connections with China. They didn't want to mess with that. We've been sending millions of dollars to that lab in China to get work done. But there's something else that has started to come out, and much of even the so-called conservative media, they're afraid to touch it because now they're caught in another narrative that they don't know what to do. They have invested so much in Ukraine that Ukraine is always right. Zelensky good, Putin bad. They're so into that, they're now blinded to a reality. What was the United States Department of Defense doing with 23 biolabs in Ukraine? Nobody seems to want to touch that question. And nobody's even dared ask the wizard of COVID, Dr. Mini Mangala Fauci, anything about it. Where did this virus come from? There are a lot of unanswered questions out there. And I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it. I want to kind of just tie this together because as the week moves on, I want to move on. But I just wanted to give you a few things to think about. These various reports that are coming out slowly, and it's taken literally months to get here, years to get here. There's now this effort to begin to comprehend and explain the damage caused by capitulating to the hysteria, the overreaction, and the overreach of the government experts, the paid-off pharma people, a long list of policy failures to examine, everything from mask mandates, stay at home, quarantine, be safe. We now know every bit of it was a total disaster that accomplished nothing except damage and harm, much of it continuing today and will damage psychologically children for many, many years to come that went through all this. Children being forced to wear masks for literally years on end. Look, millions of people still wear a mask when traveling inside of stores, restaurants, permanently convinced that the magic mask will save them from COVID and everything. They'll never get a disease again because they're wearing a magic mask. Healthcare workers are still being required to wear face diapers. They've had these requirements consistently since 2020. You see politicians and their staff wearing them to this day. It's a virtue signaling device. It is like, this is how you prove that you're one of us on the left. You become delusional. We're into the third month of 2024. And they're still pushing vaccines. Now, remember, they told us if we got vaccinated, if we could get to, and even Fauci said back in the day, we get 60% of the people vaccinated, the pandemic is over. That changed. Then it became 80. Then it became, we got to get 100%. Everybody must comply. It gets worse, and it gets worse, and it gets worse. New study confirms that the risk of COVID vaccine side effects previously dismissed by the experts are really there. For years, the only COVID message when it came to vaccines from Mini Mengele Fauci and the FDA and the CDC, the entire bankrupt media, the sold-out media, politicians, how many times do we hear they're safe and effective? And despite initial and repetitive assurances that the vaccines would end the pandemic, stop infections and transmissions, all of it was a lie. I mean, if the polio, let's just, whether you like it or not, I'm just going to give you an example here. Just go follow with me. Now, there's some that may challenge, and I've read some articles. I'm not going to say yay or nay. Did the polio vaccine really eradicate polio? There's some numbers out there that say it was already on a rapid decline before the first person ever got the vaccine. But let's assume that the polio vaccine really did work. If they kept giving us these shots, and then you, I remember, I'm young enough when we went from the shots to the little sugar cube thing. If we kept getting the polio vaccine and we kept getting polio, wouldn't somebody back in the 1960s would have scratched their head and said, there's something wrong here? Polio is not going away. This vaccine is a failure. Why are we doing this? Is it causing any other issues or harm? Those are the kind of questions normal people would have asked. But we saw back in the 50s and 60s a decline in the number of cases of polio, and they were vanishing before our very eyes. So the assumption was the vaccine worked. But if people kept getting polio, if you get a typhoid vaccine and you kept getting typhoid, wouldn't you begin to get a little suspicious about the vaccine? So why is it different when it comes to COVID-19? Why is it that this vaccine can be a failure, but you still need to take it? I mean, they won't answer that question. Instead, you get people like Fauci. When you question anything, their response is,
what a moron.
And like I say, you challenge anything the man has said. And by the way, he has changed his tune over and over and over again. He's like a chameleon. He just kind of follows things the way he needs to be political savvy. And he just hopes and figures that the American attention span is pretty pathetic. He knows the mainstream media is going to back him up. He can say the sky is green and tomorrow it's blue and tomorrow it doesn't matter. They're going to cover for him. They're going to help you forget that he ever said certain things that he said. And now the FDA's advisory committee has approved yet another vaccination dose for this spring, meaning if anybody was to receive all the recommended doses, all of them, you'd be up to 9. 9. You would have 9 doses of this concoction. And the one thing we've learned, remember the lie started. Take the vaccine. You will not get COVID. You will not spread COVID. You will not kill grandma. Your kids won't kill you. Just take the vaccine. Listen to us and obey us. Obey us. They demanded obedience without question. This is what tyrants and dictators do. You're never allowed to question any of their proclamations, any of their demands, any of their orders. You must be compliant, you must obey, or they make you a non-person. And importantly, in recent congressional testimony, hearings, and about hearings, they don't want to talk about the early days of the vaccine. They want you to forget the things that they said 3 years ago. 3 years ago, when the Biden administration is demanding that everybody must get vaxxed. Kind of reminds me of that old song by Bob Dylan. Remember, everybody must get stoned. I wish that I could have put together a music track that said, everybody must get vaxxed. I mean, that's what it came down to. Everybody must get vaxxed or else. And those that were not getting vaccinated, we were blamed for killing everybody. We were blamed for making the pandemic last longer. It was a pandemic of the unvaccinated. I can remember 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago, as we entered the Christmas season of 2021, that if you're not vaccinated, it's going to be a season of darkness and death. Merry Christmas from the Bidens. It's about it. I mean, once again, we have got a low-life, reprobate, evil president compromised mentally, physically, morally, and spiritually in the White House. And I finally came to a determination that I really believe the entire Biden family is only wealthy because they're a useful idiot CIA asset. I really believe that now. How else could a idiot meth head get on a board at Burisma? Who fermented all the unrest in Ukraine? Toppled a government there? No, the CIA. Who tried to topple Cuba in their own funny way? Oh, the CIA. Talk about that a little later, and maybe some other day this week as well. Got a few things on that. But I just want to kind of wind up where we've been in this pandemic. 3 years ago, if you get vaccinated, you will not get COVID. It's that plain and simple. Take the one and done, Johnson & Johnson, or you can just, you know, take the two from Pfizer or Moderna. And man, you can take off your mask. You can have all of your freedom back. If you just be obedient little plebes and just obey. Don't you know it's your responsibility to obey your masters? And we are your masters, and Dr. Fauci represents science. How dare you challenge the wizard of COVID? And the evil, idiotic wizard of COVID, along with the former director of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, and many others from the FDA that did the Dog and Pony Show regarding approval of a vaccine you never to this day will ever get. You never will get it because they're not even making it. They don't want the liability. You take the new COVID drug if it was available, the new COVID vaccine, and something goes wrong, you can sue them. Well, they don't want that. The government has lied to you over and over and over again. They lied about the efficacy of the vaccines. The actual studies that showed they did not really work have been hidden, and they're just coming out now. So in retrospect, what do we know? This was some kind of a man-made concocted virus. Some call it a bioweapon. Some call the vaccine a bioweapon. I got one story I'm going to share on that briefly in a minute. We were told that if you take it, you'll never get COVID. One and done, or two and done, whichever one you took. Well, we've had a couple of breakthrough cases. Remember the term breakthrough? Really super, super rare, but there's been a few breakthrough cases. But don't be alarmed. For you plebes, you know, most 99% of you, it's going to work just fine. Just that less than 1% breakthrough. Well, maybe it's more than 1%. Well, maybe it doesn't stop you from getting and spreading COVID. But here's the good news. If you're vaccinated, the symptoms will be less and your odds of dying are reduced. That was the next lie. Remember, lie number one, which they already knew, it does not stop you from getting or spreading COVID. They knew that lie when they said it, but they said it anyway because they demanded compliance. And to this day, that's going to be another topic for another day. Why did they demand compliance? Why did they want to keep pushing for obedience on this stuff? And what is the real end game? And that morphed into, well, it reduces your symptoms and your chances of hospitalization and death. It'll also enhance your immune system so you don't get COVID. Or if you've had COVID, you really never get it again. That too is a lie. And it goes back to the old question, what did they know and when did they know it? That's been my question on a lot of this stuff. I started questioning things in March of 2020. And I really ramped up my questions in April, and by May I had to get out because I knew that I was part of something horrible and something totally evil. It was so clear and just God laid it on my heart. Get out. Get out. Leave now. I could have stayed. Trust me. And remember, I am not a wealthy guy. I mean, I'm retired. We're living on a fixed income and not much of one. We may own two homes, but that's because we combine two lives together. It's not easy to do it. But we just barely get through. My car is 11. You know, the newest car we have is 11 years old. That's our newest car. The next one is 14 years old, 15 years. No, see, hang on, wait a minute. No. 15 years old. 11 and 15 years old. That's how old our cars are. And I have no plans on replacing any of them anytime soon because I really can't afford to do so. As long as they're running, I'm going to stay with them. The money I was being paid was probably more than I'd ever made in any job in my life. I had to put in a lot to do it. I had to give up being at home for months. I lived in a hotel by myself, a big high-rise hotel, just two or three of us in the whole big hotel, eating garbage food. It was a lonely job. But the financial rewards were incredible. My wife noticed one day the first paycheck came in and she goes, is that for a month? I said, no, that's for a week. She about fainted. I could have stayed on easily. May, June, July, August. I could have probably hung on to September. When things were ramping up before the election and things were getting even scarier. It was a blue area. Trust me, it would have kept me on to keep the fear alive. But I couldn't do it. Instead, I quit that job, returned to our little home in Florida, picked up my wife, headed up to the mountains in Georgia to just kind of ride it out and just see where things were going. And God started speaking to me about telling the truth. And this program was born. We've watched the mainstream media just recycle different lies and change and forget they ever said them. And they demand you forget they ever said them too. We watched our government go to companies like Twitter and Facebook demanding people be silenced who are actually telling the truth. I've made statements and you can back it up. You know, I know people, I know in my circle of people that I know, and all of us are some are bigger, some are smaller. And I try to think of all the people I know that went through COVID-19. My wife's daughter had it, and I was able to guide her through the process. All the fear mongers in her family were like, when is she going to die? Well, I said, she's not going to die, but she's going to have to go through phase 1, 2, and 3, and then she'll be on the mend. And it worked exactly as we had seen. I knew this from the work that I had done. She was healthy, and yeah, it knocked her off her feet for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. And then the recovery came and she's been fine ever since. I know others that were improperly treated that are still having some issues to this day because they followed the CDC protocols. See, the daughter, thankfully, did not follow the existing CDC protocols. Who knows where she'd be at now? Worse or dead? I don't know. I really believe that 80% of all those that died of, of this disease died because of evil protocols put out by evil, sick individuals that threw away science, threw away medical science, and just caved into political science. We had that scary number. And I am convinced that, you know, I only know of really in my circle of one individual that truly, quote, died with or of COVID, and I'm still not sure which. That individual had Parkinson's, was in bad shape, was already in a nursing home because he couldn't function any longer, well into his 80s and in bad health overall, mental health and otherwise. And he allegedly died in a nursing home of COVID. We heard a lot of nursing home deaths of COVID. Isn't that a scary thought? Then I knew people that had it, and then I've known several people that, in spite of knowing better, I think in some cases, either were, well, convinced or forced to take the vaccine. And two people that I know, shortly after they received the vaccine, one in his early 60s, one in their mid-30s, died of heart issues. Call me suspicious, but many of the cardiologist experts were saying there's something wrong with this vaccine. And there seems to be no rhyme or reason. I do know that they have isolated certain batches seem to be worse than others. I've got a story, whether I can trust it or not, not really sure. But I've tried to go through this one and understand it. There is a nurse overseas, and whether I can trust the claim or not, I don't know. I'm going to share the story, and you do the research. Don't just take it from me. But this came out a while back. Head nurse, University Medical Center. This is in overseas in Europe. Who took care of receiving the vaccine bottles resigned. She went in front of a camera and took out some vaccine bottles. She showed people the various codes on the bottle. Some contained a 1, a 2, or a 3 digit in the code in a certain place. And she said these numbers are obviously meaning number 1 is a placebo or saline. Number 2 is pure mRNA. And number 3 is mRNA with an oncogene, a mutated gene that triggers development of cancer. People who receive that develop soft tissue cancer within 2 years. And she said she... Now, once again, I'm not... I don't know if this story is 100% true. I'm sharing it because there are a lot of people that have said similar things and then they vanish. You know, the people vanish. That's what's scary. She said that she personally witnessed all the politicians and tycoons receiving the vials that had the 1 in it. So they received nothing but saline solution or a placebo. And it does make you wonder when you look at people like Biden and Fauci and some of the elites. My wife has asked that question, and pardon me for being a skeptic, like she is. Did these people really take the vaccine or not? I'm not so certain that they did. Now, you can label that a conspiracy theory. You're right. That's what it is, just a theory. But when I look at the kind of turbo cancers and sudden and rapid increase in cancer, I have to wonder, what is really going on? Cancer is on the rise. Young people with heart diseases on the rise. College is still some mandating taking the vaccine to come back to college 4 years later for a cohort of people that have no risk of COVID. Literally no risk. They have a greater risk of the vaccine. And it's still emergency use authorized. It's not even FDA approved. In spite of the dog and pony show on August the 23rd of 2021. The big scam and lie about that. No, I could I could spend weeks doing nothing but COVID stories. I really could, but I don't. I think most of you know. Most of you that listen on a regular basis, most of you that support this radio program, you already understand these things. You became suspicious like I did a long time ago. COVID-19 was unleashed by evil men and individuals around the world. The vaccine had been in planning stages years before COVID was released on the world. That we know. And the mainstream media and those on the extreme left, they have one simple attitude. They do not want you to ask questions. Just listen to us, believe us, and obey. I, for one, don't believe them anymore. And I haven't believed much of the mainstream media for about 20 to 25 years. Sadly, too many people still do. They trust what they read for their news on Facebook and social media. They don't pay attention and they just assume. We have such a short memory span and we've lost in education the ability of critical thinking. This is why I do this radio program. This is why I take the time to do the research. And some days, some weeks, it's not easy. This has been one of those times where it has not been easy. Besides getting ready for, you know, these, for Easter, I also recognize, and as I told you, yesterday was a doctor's appointment. A week from today, they're going to be going up again. I'll be put under. We're going up to a surgical center. We don't know what the outcome is going to be, what the news might be. We've been doing this now for going on 2 years, and we just finished the immunotherapy not that many weeks ago, and I think they want to see if anything has changed or is it good? Is it better, worse? Will I be living or dead? Will I be keeping my bladder or not? I don't know. Will I be told that everything's great, come back in 6 months? I don't know. But I'm going to leave it in God's hands. That's all I can do. And I'm going to leave it up to you to pray for me as we go through this time and this process. Would you consider right now, you know, I don't see anything happening suddenly soon. You know, we got to make our mind up this week regarding WTWW. I've had a few people come to the plate and say, yeah, we can help a little bit and we might get there. Would you consider supporting us for the first time? The very first time. Go to our website, Truth, the numeral 2, the truth, the number 2. Just put Truth, the numeral 2, ponder.com. There's a tab for support. You can find out how to listen to the program. It's all there. Or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, 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 Virginia, and the zip code is 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, 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 Virginia, and the zip code is 24319. That's 24319.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
How to get in the book. Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment.
There are children's books available about your child. You simply send in the name of your child, the name of his or her friends, school, relatives, and other details of his or her life, and you get back a book with an individual story all about your child. So your child opens the pages and reads a story with people and places all from his or her life. You need to do the same thing. They do this with computers, but you need to do the same thing with the greatest of all books, the Bible. You see, you can't read the Bible without putting yourself into it. You need to insert your name into its pages the names of your friends, your families, your home, your wife, your husband, your job, your goals, your desires, your everything. When it says, God so loved the world, you need to put your name in there. God so loved John, Susan, whatever your name is. When it says, love one another, you need to insert the names of those in your life. Love Bill, love Karen. When it says, bless your enemies, you need to put in the names of your enemies. When it says, follow me, you need to read it as, follow me, Jim, follow me, Mary. Whatever your name is. And when it says, if anyone is in Messiah, he's a new creation. You need to insert a name. If Chris is in Messiah, if Frank is in Messiah, if Laura is in Messiah, if Bob is in Messiah, he is a new creation. She is a new creation. Learn this precious secret. Take a verse each day and put yourself in it. Put your life inside God's word, and the power of God's word will be inside your life. Want more? Well, what if I offered you $1 million? Well, something better than $1 million. Something that'll help give you a strong and victorious life. A free subscription to Sapphires, Vitamins for Your Spirit, and the incredible Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD. All free. You'll love it. How do you get all this? Free. Well, just remember Jesus' real Hebrew name. It's Yeshua. And you just dial it and you're blessed. Just dial 1-800-YESHUA-1. You'll be blessed. For call now, 1-800-YESHUA-1. Now, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. I invite you to join me in the harvest. You don't need a plow, just an open heart and a pen, and you can reach the unreached peoples of the world. Just call now, 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's YESHUA-1. Or you can write me direct. Here's how. Just write to The Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111 in Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, the zip 07644. It's The Nice Jewish Boy. It's Box 1111. It's in Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, and the zip 07644. Well, until next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying, Shalom Aleichem, get in the book, and peace to you in Messiah, Ben Elohim, the Son of God.
Is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part two of Truth to Ponder for this Tuesday. I want to thank all of you that do take the time to listen either as a podcast, that listen to the program on radio. By the way, if you have a Roku TV set, Roku, there's a channel called Ancient Word. Ancient Word. If you have a Roku TV set, look for a channel, Ancient Word. It's totally free. This podcast can be heard there. The church services from Trinity Chapel are there. And hopefully in the not too distant future, there'll be additional programs, all of it free. No charge to you at all. So if you have a Roku TV set, look for Ancient Word. I know the company that is putting this together with us is hoping to have it on Amazon Fire and other locations as well to stream. So you can get it for free on your Roku TV and eventually even Apple TV and even Amazon Fire. By the way, if you know somebody that has an Amazon smart speaker, all you have to do is say whatever the name they use. It could be Alexa. Alexa, play the Truth to Ponder podcast, and the current edition will begin to play. So if you're ever at a Best Buy or something like that and they got one on display, try it. Go, Alexa, play the Truth to Ponder podcast, and the program will begin to air, just so you know. I do want to share one little thought before we move on entirely from COVID. And this is just really quick. I want you to understand they were fighting anybody that was resisting the COVID doctrine, the COVID demands, the COVID narrative, tooth and nail. People were just dumped off social media platforms, silenced and mocked by the media without mercy. And I hope that the day will come. We don't have any justice left in this nation anymore. Justice is dead. I'll give you a couple of examples in a moment. 20 to 30% of the United States population resisted heavily the measures that were pushed. I'm one of them in this COVID experiment. And there's no doubt they'll do another experiment in totalitarianism in the next, you know, before the year is out. They got to do something about this election. They're overrunning our borders here in the United States with people from other nations that I don't think that their motives are all that pure. But there's something else that we need to understand. Resistance during the COVID experiment, this experiment, that's what I call it, a COVID experiment. Resistance meant not going along with the narrative, the directives. It was kind of passive. We didn't take the vaccines. We stopped wearing face diapers. We stopped believing them because they were proven liars. I don't believe somebody that lies over and over again. They are suspect and they should be just ignored. But one of the most forgotten things and horrible things as a result of COVID was they used COVID as an excuse and a cover to ramp up federal spending in the United States from an excessive and obscene $4.4 trillion per year. We were spending $4.4 trillion per year, and now we're well over $7 trillion. We've added $3 trillion to the annual budget of the United States. Why do you think there's inflation? The government has to keep borrowing money. And the more money they borrow, the less the money you have in your pocket is worth. They're making you go broke slowly as the deep state lines their pockets, leaving you and I and everybody else with an enormous debt and a drastically reduced standard of living. That's one of the things they used COVID for. In order to nip the next, shall we say, COVID-type experiment, more people are going to have to get up early and just say, no, we're not doing it. We're not going along. Just say no. Because these psychopaths, these demon-possessed individuals, they will not stop until they begin to fear that America is going to rise against them, come after them, and even put them in prison. The time for action approaches, and their experiments, these experiments must be terminated. And I really believe in the middle of all this, the CIA needs to be thoroughly examined and potentially dismantled. And those that have been going against the Constitution of the United States, look, I understand. I get it. The CIA, the offshoot of the OSI and other organizations needed during the Second World War, they grew out of control and they become totally unaccountable. They created for themselves mass amounts of power and control in the 1950s. The military-industrial complex that loves to be fed billions, if not trillions, of your taxpayer dollars, they demand more and more like a tapeworm. And they create unrest on a global scale. The time for action. And don't allow them to steal an election again. I know that's unpopular to say. Now, I want to change gears here, and I want to take a little visit to the state of my birth. I don't like to admit that I'm from there, but it's time for us to get into
I'm in a New York state of mind.
New York State used to be known as the Empire State, their motto Excelsior, in other words, excellence. But they're far from any of that today. They have just descended into the pits of hell in much of that state. And they're run by reprobates and evil, just evil, demonically possessed, sick people. New York was one of the leaders in crushing you because of COVID. But it's one of those states, like so many, that have adopted every evil thing under the sun. Pornography in schools, transgenderism, and on and on and on and on it goes. They push for more illegal immigrants to come over the border, though they don't want them in their backyard, but they want them everywhere but there. And then they're one of those stupid places that when it comes to serious crime, they don't want any bail. And even some of the most diehard liberals, people leaning left, are beginning to get the message. A gal by the name of Anna Kasparin, she's a liberal, and she does a television thing with a partner, and she's had enough. There were four people arrested in a New York home after being accused of dismembering two bodies. And because of the bail reform laws in the bankrupt state of New York, well, they're not in jail. Listen to what Anna Kasparin has to say about this.
Dismembering a corpse and hiding a corpse after dismembering it. Not bail eligible. Not a serious crime. I'm not even kidding, guys. Like, when Joy Behar outlined that case, I was like, she's crazy. This isn't a thing. This isn't real. This isn't real. So I looked it up. It's real, guys. It's real. Listen, if being on the left means supporting this, then I'm not on the left, and I'm okay with that. So let me give you the details of the case. So four people were arrested in New York after body parts were found in Long Island. Okay, dismembered body parts. The victims were, two people from Yonkers, older individuals. Suffolk County police say 44-year-old Stephen Brown, 38-year-old Jeffrey Mackey, 40-year-old Amanda Wallace, and 33-year-old Alexis Nieves, were charged with concealment of a corpse, tampering with physical evidence, and hindering prosecution. They have not been charged with murder.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Dude, guys, like what? Okay, so did further research because I just couldn't believe it. Here's more. With 2019 state reforms, mutilation and disposal of murdered corpses are among crimes that are no longer bail eligible. The DA said the four went to barbaric lengths to cover the crime. What are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing, Jake? What are we doing? What are we doing? Someone tell me, what the F are we doing?
Yeah, look, no one signed up for this.
The state of New York is in just serious trouble. That's the only way to put it. The inmates are running the asylum now. Outside of most of the metropolitan New York City area, with the exception of maybe Albany, Syracuse, and part of Buffalo, for the most part, some pretty decent and honorable people live in New York State. They're trapped in a state where they have no voice anymore, no justice, and they're being run by complete perverts, complete reprobates, complete sickos, and I think in some cases, people that are demon-possessed. New York State, under their new law back in 2019, and the timing of all this is suspicious. New York State has been on a highway to hell for a long time. I think of certain states. Let's go back. Look at California. 40 some odd years ago, it was a state that gave us Ronald Reagan, who was their governor. And in one generation, you went from one extreme of freedom to being in literally a dictatorship under a reprobate and an evil individual by the name of Gavin Newsom. The state is internally bankrupt. Financially, it's going bankrupt. Morally, spiritually, every which way you can think, it's bankrupt. The day of reckoning is coming. New York's been on that path for a long time. Chicago, Illinois is taking a decent state like Illinois, but you have just enough of the big cities to control the government. They're taking a Midwestern state into the pits of hell. Michigan, by people like Governor Whitmer, taking that state into the pits of hell. and the Wicked Witch of Buffalo, Kathy Hochul. She's there destroying the state of New York, and she's just a lying witch. I'm sorry, she's a liar. And she wanted everybody to get COVID. You're my disciples because Jesus wants you to take the vaccine. Yet, let me say something. Any politician that goes into some kind of a church, I don't care what it is, who is pro-baby butchering and killing. In other words, she's pro-death in the womb. She's a Moloch worshiper. She spits in the face of Jesus Christ in everything she stands for. She's a liar. She is not a Christian. She is not one of us. She is one of those where the Bible is really clear. I do not know you. Depart from me, you doer of iniquity. The same is true about Joe Biden. Every time he goes to communion and takes of that bread and of that cup, as St. Paul says, you are bringing damnation unto yourself. Phony, fraudulent politicians pandering, and churches that don't have the guts to stand up and say what's right. Those churches are spiritually dead. They're dead and dying. And there in New York, they push transgenderism, no bail, more this, more that, more evil. Destroy children, destroy their minds. Let crime run rampant. All of it's a plan to enslave you. I don't know if we can stem the tide or not. Now, I will tell you, Jim Calhoun is in tomorrow. And then Thursday and Friday, I'm going to totally change directions. I have to for my own sanity. And I think for your own well-being, you need to listen to the Thursday and Friday programs. God is really speaking to my heart about what I should be sharing this Thursday and Friday. I need to walk away from COVID. I need to walk away from politics for a while. We need to get away and find refreshment. You can't stay out there in the battlefield without the time to regroup, rethink, heal, and be strengthened. We're getting to that point. I believe that we stand at a crossroad the likes that the United States has never seen in its history. Not even the war between the states will come close to what we are about to face. We are on the verge, I believe, of facing God's judgment. Now, whether that's the Great Tribulation or just a major time of tribulation remains to be seen. But I don't think most Americans, even those that call themselves Christians, are ready for what's to come. And many people in the church don't get it either. We'll talk about that as we finish out our week on Thursday and Friday. Do you really believe in this ministry or not? The decision has to be made very, very soon regarding maintaining WTWW. If you've never supported this ministry before, now is the time to do it. You can do it from our website, truth2ponder.com. You'll get that address in a moment again. And there's a tab on the menu for support, or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E. Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. That's 24319.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.